It has been a mostly cloudy Tuesday afternoon across eastern New York and western New England. Some spots saw a little bit of sunshine come through. The clouds thinned out a little bit for areas south of Albany, but by and large, it has been mainly gray, though mainly dry. Temperatures this afternoon have been on the mild side for this time of year, with highs in the 30s across the north, in the 40s for the capital region on south. A few spots south of Albany hit the 50-degree mark once again today. Overall, the temperature trend will be down coming up for tomorrow, so tomorrow will be a colder day, at least a day that's a little bit closer to average for this time of year. We'll actually be probably around average in most areas. And then for Thursday into Friday, we'll have a couple of waves of moisture come in. And it looks like both of those waves will result in a wintry mix. So a variety of different weather types across the area. It's still a little bit too early to say exactly who is going to see what, but the odds are good that the most wintry weather will occur across the North Country. But there are still some question marks as to how much will it be snow versus sleet or freezing rain? And then also the other question will be how much of a transition over to rain occurs. So while we can target Thursday and Friday as stormy days with likely travel impacts, it's still a little bit too early in the game to be specific about who's going to see snow versus ice versus rain and exactly at what times. So coming up in the short term, we'll see that cooler air begin to work in tonight. Lows will be generally in the teens and 20s. There is the chance of a passing rain or snow shower, especially along and south of I-90. That should not really be that big of a deal. Tomorrow will be a quiet weather day. Temperatures will be colder than today. Highs will be in the 20s and 30s. We'll see a blend of clouds and sunshine, so we should see at least a little bit of sun tomorrow, and then that colder air will set us up for some wintry weather tomorrow night into the day on Thursday. Plan for extra travel time Thursday morning, as we are likely to see wintry weather in the area. Many spots will flip to rain during the day on Thursday, and then as colder air wraps back in on Friday, the wintry mix will transition back to a period of snow, and it's likely to end as some snow showers. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, mostly cloudy and colder, with lows in the teens and 20s. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, cooler, with highs in the 20s to around 30. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. For tonight, mostly cloudy and cold, lows in the teens and 20s. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, colder, with highs in the 20s to around 30. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, mostly cloudy, chance of a rain or snow shower, low 28 to 34. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, cooler, with highs in the 30s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly cloudy, maybe a rain or snow shower, lows in the middle to upper 20s. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, colder, with highs in the low 30s. Region-wide on Thursday, cloudy with a wintry mix, highs in the 30s. And on Friday, a wintry mix changing to snow and ending with highs in the 30s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.